The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Ahoy, and welcome to the Boating Hour with Captain Rick. The Boating Hour brings you the latest and greatest essential information about everything that sails, floats, or motors upon the high seas of Southern California. From land lovers to old salts, there'll be something for everyone. So climb aboard and get ready to sail with Captain Rick.
Ahoy out there and welcome to the Boating Hour. I'm Captain Rick and I want to thank you for joining us here on AM 870. We're here every Saturday at 4 p.m. Please be sure to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com. And now on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble, The Boating Hour with Captain Rick. Thanks to our sponsors for our show today. For a healthy gut, the best probiotic on the market, Livia One Probiotics. Natural, organic, and allergen-free. And Raycom Radios, two-way reliable communication throughout Southern California. We're going to have the founder of the organization as a guest coming up real soon. I'm here in studio with the Coast Guard teddy bear, my co-host. He protects children when they sleep at night. And coming up the entire month of May, we're going to be dedicating the show to the Armed Service Parade, which featured the Coast Guard last year. This year it's the Space Force. Fleet Week coming up, Memorial Day weekend at the battleship Iowa and San Pedro. And, of course, that's Boating Safety Week. But today, I've got a special guest for you, my good friend Miles from Marina Del Rey with the Halibut Derby. Miles, I want to welcome you to the show with Captain Rick and my co-host, the Coast Guard teddy bear.
Thanks so much for having me, Rick. It's really a pleasure.
That's a mouthful. I tried to do 5 minutes in 30 seconds. But, okay, first I want to talk. You're part of Del Rey Yacht Club and, the Elks Club and the Marina Del Rey Anglers, and you're doing this Halibut Derby. So I'd like you to give an introduction as to what you do, your background. Let's talk a little bit about you first, and then we'll go down and talk about the Halibut Derby and the youth fishing programs and stuff. So let's get a little introduction to you, because I don't think I could do justice to all the things you do.
No problem at all. Yeah, so I'm the president of Marina Del Rey Anglers here in Marina Del Rey, California. I'm also the vice president of CCA South LA chapter for the Coastal Conservation Association of California. Down here, we're all about fishing. We want to promote conservation, supporting our coast, supporting our fishing programs with youth fishing, vets fishing, as well as our white sea bass grow out programs that we have partnered with Hub SeaWorld Research Institute and CCA. So I'm a fisherman. That's my thing.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, I saw you at the Bart Hall show back in January in Long Beach. How was that show for you? Did you meet a lot of people and get a lot of exposure?
Yeah, the show was great. The Hall family has been nothing but supportive of CCA as well as Marina Del Rey Anglers in all of our programs that we have. I mean, those 4 days were awesome to see everybody down at the convention center. It's really nice to see it growing back to what it was when it was Bart's father with Fred Hall. So, it's definitely something important to keep in the community is these fishing shows.
Yeah, Bart was on this show. He was on last year. He was on this year again. And he's really dedicated and committed. He had a big problem with continuity. He was locked down, couldn't do the shows for 3 years? So he's back with the bang, and he's doing – I didn't go to the Pomona show, which was all about boating. That was the specific show in last month. So did you go to any of his other shows? Because he's got three.
Yeah, he has the Long Beach show, he has the Del Mar show, as well as the Pomona show. I didn't make it out to the Pomona show, but I was down at Del Mar as well. That's more of a San Diego-focused one, where the Long Beach one's more focused for the Orange County and the L.A. County.
All right, I want to mention, I've talked about Del Rey Yacht Club a lot. It's such an active club with great members, and they've got such an incredible facility. Let's talk about your involvement with Del Rey Yacht Club. Do you have your boat there? Where's your boat? Where's your fishing boat?
My boat's currently down in San Pedro right now, but we're actually going to be moving it back up to Marina Del Rey shortly. We're just waiting on some slip availability right now because it is full.
Wow, I didn't know that. You know, they've redone the slips all throughout Marina, and they've done a really good job, I think, on what they've done. But you're part of the Marina Del Rey Anglers out of Del Rey Yacht Club. Is that an active club? What do you guys do?
Yeah, so there's actually two parts. So Marina Del Rey Anglers is its own organization. We're a 501c3, you know, strictly for the promotion of youth and vets fishing as well as the White Sea Bass program. But through Del Rey Yacht Club, we actually have the Del Rey Yacht Club Anglers as well, which is a whole separate organization, but we host the Marina Del Rey Angler meetings at the Del Rey Yacht Club because they are a sponsor for us with some of our youth fishing programs.
Oh, wow. Do you get a lot of young kids as an introduction, or do you have experienced kids because of their families? What's kind of the makeup of the youth?
We have a good mixture of both. So for the Del Rey Yacht Club, you know, the families have grown up in the fishing and sailing community, so boating is what they know. For our youth fishing program that we have with Marina Del Rey Anglers specifically is for at-risk youth all throughout, you know, L.A., Riverside, San Bernardino, Orange County, pretty much every surrounding area of L.A. So we work with police athletic leagues, we work with sheriff's departments, we work with boys and girls clubs, all sorts of different organizations, primarily in the 10 to 16-year-old range, and so it's a community service program that we have set up, and that's where all the money that we have that's generated with our halibut derby as well as our sponsorships goes to bringing these youth fishing on the Betty O out of Marina Del Rey every year.
Oh, the Betty O. I know everybody knows the Betty O. I think the Betty O was the first ship in Marina Del Rey, the first fishing charter. I'm not sure, but it's been forever. I remember the Betty O as a teenager, so they've been around a long time. Yeah, the Betty O. I think I did my first fishing venture on that when I was a teenager.
Yeah, it's been around for a while. I'm pretty sure the Betty O is 104 this year.
Oh, my goodness. That I didn't know. Wow. So you don't really need to be a member of any of these clubs if you're a youngster or you want to come out. And so, you know what? Let's plug how we reach you. Let's plug your websites, and then let's talk about the Halibut Derby.
Yeah, the best way to get in touch with us is to go on our website, mdranglers.com. That's mdranglers.com. That's the best way to get in touch to find out about all the upcoming events, programs, and support our club.
Well, okay, now let's talk about the Halibut Derby because that is a marquee event. People know about it everywhere. I don't know.
Yep.
Tell us how the origins of that, how long it's been going, and what you're doing the upcoming, coming up June 1st and 2nd. So coming up shortly.
Absolutely. So this is our 49th annual Marina Del Rey Halibut Derby. It is the longest running public fishing tournament and charity fishing tournament in the state of California's history. It's been around since 1975. Like I said, this is our 49th year this year. We have some amazing prizes and sponsors for the actual program. We're known for having the Halibut Derby, not just because it's the only Halibut Derby primarily in the area, but because of the raffle. Getting involved with the program, you know, we have legendary prizes, trips we give away, reels, rods, tackle, all sorts of goodies from all of our sponsors, local and nationwide.
God, that is amazing. And, you know, when I hear Halibut Derby and I'm looking at your flyer and I looked you up on the website, it's not just halibut. So tell us about all the different, I'd like to be on a kayak. I'd like to be in the kayak.
Yeah, so absolutely. We have a ton of different divisions this year. Historically, it's just been the heaviest fish has been the Halibut Derby winner, but we wanted to expand it to be more inclusive of everybody just because some different types of fishing have more advantages compared to others. So we have 11 different divisions this year. We have the heaviest halibut, which will be the Derby winner. That gets the grand prize. Then there's going to be the heaviest fish overall. Any fish that you're legally able to obtain during the Derby time, we're going strictly off weight. That's going to win the heaviest fish overall. Then we have a heaviest sea bass division, heaviest collection of 5 live bass. So kelp, bass, which are essentially, you know, calico bass, sand bass or spotted bay bass, count for that category. And then we also have a women's division, a sport boat division, a kayak and shore division, team division, club divisions. And then the one that I really like to talk about the most is our youth division. We have a foundation that was set up by one of our past members who passed away. He left a scholarship grant program with us. His name was Dave Hamilton. And that's a perpetual trophy that we have every year for the top youth angler. Top youth angler is going to receive a $1,000 grant for education as well as a lifetime IGFA package. That's only for the top youth angler. All the other divisions will have different prizes and different categories that they can win as well.
God, that's fantastic. What is the what was the organization you mentioned? The I what?
Sorry?
The lifetime membership that the youth will get?
Yeah, for the IGFA. That's the International Game Fishing Association.
Oh, got it. Okay. Wow, that is fantastic. You know, you're expecting a lot of people?
Absolutely. We're expecting around 250 anglers this year.
Oh, my goodness. I wonder what your volunteer group organizing this. You must have quite a team.
It's been fun, yeah. It's herding cats right now, but, you know, we have about 12 guys that are going to be helping out during the day. The main thing about the Derby, you know, it's a two-day tournament, so it starts June 1st in the morning, sunrise, and then scales close on Sunday evening at 3:30, not Sunday evening, Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You know, scales are open each day from 1 to 3:30, so we want to make sure that everyone's in, having everything weighed so that we have all the different categories sorted out. One thing that we do a little bit different than the majority of other fishing tournaments, we actually give a live weigh bonus for halibut. So if you keep your halibut alive, you have it inside, you know, whether it's in your actual like fish tank that you have on the boat, you know, where you're keeping your bait tank, or if you're able to keep it alive any other way with a bubbler, we give you a 25% weigh bonus. Last year's winner actually won because he had the halibut alive and got that 25% weigh bonus. So, you know, we want to promote our fisheries and keeping the population as big as possible. So that's the whole point.
If I'm catching a halibut, I'm having a barbecue, and I'm going to have the most amazing barbecue on the docks or maybe at my yacht club, because that is fantastic. You know, I had ages ago, one of the gentlemen that's connected to the sea bass, you know, the hatchery, you know, where he's I guess replenishing the Pacific Ocean. You know, do you know what goes on with that halibut? Is it a sea bass or a halibut hatchery?
So we have halibut, or I'm sorry, our white sea bass hatchery division that we have partnered with Hub SeaWorld.
That's what.
So they're in talks of potentially doing the halibut program as well, but right now, just because the white sea bass population has diminished so much, they're in the process of rehabilitating that at the moment.
Okay, yeah, it's wow, that's fantastic. Well, if you're just joining us now, you're listening to the Boating Hour, and I'm Captain Rick. I'm here every Saturday at 4 p.m. Please be sure to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com, where you can listen to our podcast and link to our many guests. And, of course, we are on social media now. And for a healthy gut, the best probiotic that exists, Livia One, natural, organic, and allergen-free. And race committees, regatta chairs, and event coordinators, if you need volunteers and helpers for your event, well, at land or at sea, we can help. Our sponsor, Raycom, will come out with radios, two-way communications, and you will have reliable two-way communications that will come out and help. I'll come out as a race committee on Mark's Head Boat and with my camera to take pictures. But Raycom radios. So we're here today with Miles, and I want to talk a little bit more about at Burton Chase Park in Marina Del Rey. That's where you're going to be set up? That's where the scales are?
Exactly. So you can find out all the information by going to halibutderby.com. It's June 1st and 2nd this year, 2024, Burton Chase Park in Marina Del Rey. Entry is only $100 for adults, so that's 16 and older is categorized for an adult, and youth anglers are able to compete, and it's only $20 entry for a youth angler.
God, that is absolutely fantastic. You know the white sea bass grow out. Tell me a little bit about the sea bass, because I know at one time we thought they were fished out and we were worried about the sea bass in the oceans, and I think that's changed, and I don't know too much about it. You know, we have a regular fish report with Captain Dave from the Mahalo Robalo, and he comes on. He's talked a little bit about it, but tell us a little bit about the sea bass grow.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have pens here in Marina del Rey. This year we have about 3,900 white sea bass that we'll be releasing in just a few weeks, actually. So we get them as juveniles. So we've had our white sea bass program going on since 2002 here in Marina del Rey. We've been responsible for about 125,000 white sea bass that we've released. Wow. Overall for the program, there's actually been over 2 million that have been released. 2 million fish have been, you know, grown out and released through the Hubs program, ranging everywhere from down in San Diego, Carlsbad, Newport, going up to, you know, Orange County, all the way through Channel Islands and Ventura. They do have some grow out programs all the way up there as well.
How important is that in the community for the wildlife and for the fishing, and just generally? And is it only the sea bass? Are there hatcheries for all kinds of different variations?
There's other hatcheries as well, but right now the focus is the white sea bass, just because Hubs is able to, they put these little wire-coated tags inside the fish, and so that's why it's so important for when people actually catch these white sea bass to turn in the heads to all the different dock locations. You know, most of the landings have these freezers because we're able to track the information, the game, the scientific research that's supporting that this program is actually working. There's a ton of different things that are happening with the state right now, and they're trying to completely take out white sea bass, and the numbers prove otherwise. But unless people are able to support and actually show, you know, hey, this is working, they're going to be taking away part of that fishery.
Oh, I hope they don't do that. Let's talk about the California Conservation Association. So I don't know much about it. Tell me a little bit about that organization.
Yeah, so CCA is the Coastal Conservation Association, and it's a nationwide program that goes from South Carolina, Florida, Texas, Alabama, all the way over here to California, and we're looking to expand even more north into Oregon as well as Washington. So pretty much they are the only organization that is fighting for your fishing rights through advocacy, conservation, and education. So they are advocating at the state level for all the different fishing programs at each of the states, as well as teaching angler education for the conservation levels of all the different fisheries in the areas.
God, that is amazing. I'd like to donate and promote them as well. I remember back when Arnold was our governor. Or was that a movie? Was he actually our governor?
Yeah.
I remember he was going to absorb the I think it was the wildlife, what is it, fish and game and the wildlife into the general fund. And I believe through the fishing licenses, it's one of the only self-sufficient, self-sustaining organizations that exist in the state of California.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can find out more information about it by going to ccacalifornia.org.
CCA Cal. And let's plug your website for the Halibut Derby and for the anglers. How do people reach you for
course.
All those things?
Halibut Derby is halibutderby.com. Again, that's taking place on June 1st and 2nd of this year, Bird and Chase Park in Marina del Rey. Go ahead and get signed up early because we are going to be filling up relatively soon. And then also to find out more about Marina del Rey Anglers is mdranglers.com.
God, that is fantastic. I'd like to come to one of your next meetings. You know, it looks like I've got a guest coming in here, Commodore Craig. You're a week early. You're my show for next week. What brings you to the studio today? But thanks for joining. I'm talking right now to Miles, my good friend from Del Rey Yacht Club, from the Anglers, and he's doing the Halibut Derby. I'm sure you know about that. What brings you into the studio today?
Well, I wanted to be first in line for the Halibut Derby. So I came right away, Miles. We had to get here first. So I drove to Glendale, and here I am. So boom. Ready to go.
Yeah, that's awesome. Exciting. What are we going to talk about next week?
Next week, we are going to talk about boating safety. We are going to talk about the opening, the wonderful yacht club opening days that just happened. We're going to talk about a lot of fun events coming up, including the Halloween boat parade and all kinds of goodies. We had an interesting incident with our boating safety as far as somebody falling off their boat a couple weeks ago. So I wanted to share that with you. 3 points of contact at all times, right, Miles? And
absolutely.
And, yeah, we actually We actually pulled somebody out of the water in the middle of the night. So that's what's going on. I'll be looking forward to talking to everybody next week, Captain Rick.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, you know, he's brought me a couple of gifts. I'm excited. You're giving me a Burgee. We'll talk about that. And you're the show all next week. So that's fantastic. Thanks for coming in and giving me this stuff, Craig. I'm not much of a fisherman, but I like it. I go out. But I'll tell you what I do. I do think I want to do on my bucket list in the not so far future. I want to get into a fishing kayak. You know, Miles, when I was at the Bart Hall show and I was wandering around meeting with people and I was part of a couple booths, I saw the Hobie Cat kayaks, and these things were not cheap, but they were dialed in. You could live on that thing for a weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, they are pretty sweet how they figured out these fishing kayaks. I mean, some of them have these little trolling motors. They have fish finders. They have bait wells. They have everything that you need for them. They're small. They're personal boats now. They're not just kayaks anymore.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. You get a little bit. They also had an exercise bike.
Yeah.
I thought that was amazing. If I would, get one, I might get that first. And it's a little bicycle that you pedal and the handles. And
yep.
You could be out there.
Well, you got to think about it. If you're going to be fishing, you need your arms, so you can't be paddling if you're fishing. So that's why they developed the kick method.
Right. Yeah. That is. Have you ever done that? Have you gone out there on a kayak?
Absolutely. But once you have that sweet, sweet smell of diesel going through you, you like to do that a little bit more.
What's your boat? What's your favorite boat? What kind of boats? Are we going to see out there during the Derby in June 1st and 2nd?
Oh, for the Halibut Derby, you'll see everything. You'll see people fishing from the shore. You'll see people fishing in the kayak division. You'll see people fishing on their small, you know, little pilot house style, anywhere from little, like, bay boats all the way up to people that will be running, you know, 80, 90-foot sport fishers. There, you see everything in between.
God, that is amazing. I'm looking forward to it. And, again, the contact info for the for the website for both the anglers and the Halibut Derby?
Yep, it's just halibutderby.com and mdranglers.com.
Well, I want to thank you for joining Captain Rick on the Boating Hour. I want you to can I contact you by phone to open up my show next week? Craig, of course, will be the guest, but he jumped in on your show. I'd like you to do the same and remind us about today's show and about the Derby. Can I get you to commit to the next show?
Yeah, for sure. That would be great.
All right, well, that's fantastic. Well, if your race committee is having a regatta or your club is hosting an event, you know, not just at sea, but at land as well, Captain Rick will come out and help your race committee and event staff with Raycom radios, two-way radio equipment for you to use. And that's right, communicate without drop zones, without batteries going dead, and the inherent limitations of both VHF and mobile phones, reliable coverage throughout Southern California. So email Captain Rick at theboatinghour.com. Well, that's all the time that we have for you today, and I hope you enjoyed our show. As always, we're so very fortunate to have such wonderful guests. I'm really excited about it. All month of May, we are going to be featuring the Armed Service Parade. This year, the Space Force is the featured branch. Last year, of course, was the Coast Guard. Coast Guard was the featured branch. They'll still have the same footprint. There's a three-day event down there in Torrance. So the Armed Service Parade in Torrance, the longest, oldest, most prestigious Armed Service Parade in the country, been going on since the late 50s. So we'll be featuring that all the whole month of May. But we'll be talking a little bit about the Space Force, and I got some exciting guests coming up the entire month of May, so don't miss that. So be sure to find us and subscribe on social media. We're now on YouTube, Instagram, Rumble, and Facebook. Remember, if you do it right and follow the guidelines and safety precautions, there's no place like being out in the water in the fresh air and sunshine in beautiful, sunny Southern California. Here at the Boating Hour with Captain Rick, we cover everything that sails, motors, and floats, from San Diego to Santa Barbara. Thanks for being with us today. I want to especially thank our guest and Craig for coming in. Craig, the show is all yours next week. So thanks for coming in with this wonderful stuff. He's giving me a Burgee. And on behalf of my co-host, the Coast Guard teddy bear who protects children when they sleep at night, this is Captain Rick saying ahoy and fair winds to all. And don't forget to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com, now all over social media. So I'm really excited about that. I'm excited about the month of May. And for the first time, we are going to have the Space Force, well, kind of ships flying in these, you know, up there in space. But we will have some exciting guests from Space Force that I'm going to learn about, because I don't know much about the Space Force other than they came out of the Air Force. And, of course, we're going to have some exciting guests from the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard Auxiliary, the volunteer civilians that support the active duty, will also be guests. You know, at most yacht clubs, there's a group of volunteers that help the Coast Guard with patrols and training and boater safety in the community. So they'll be our guests as well. So make sure you tune in. Keep your emails coming. So don't forget to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com, now on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble, The Boating Hour with Captain Rick. Keep your emails coming. This is Captain Rick saying ahoy and fair winds to all.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.